KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump has signed executive orders that give both Canada and Mexico a nearly month-long break on import tariffs of 25% for goods covered by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. NPR's Zeta Peralta has more from Mexico City.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that during a phone call, she walked President Trump through a set of his own government statistics. They showed a huge drop in the amount of fentanyl being seized by border authorities.
Pues cómo vamos a seguir cooperando, colaborando con algo que daña al pueblo de México.
I asked him, how can we continue to collaborate if the U.S. is doing something that hurts the Mexican people? It wasn't a threat, she said. I just asked him to understand my position. Sheinbaum said after a respectful conversation, Trump agreed to pause most of the new tariffs and review it in a month. Sheinbaum had been set to announce retaliatory measures at a mass rally on Sunday. Now she says it will be a celebration. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Nearly 6,000 fired employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture have a job again today. An independent federal board ordered them reinstated for 45 days while an investigation into the firings continues. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more on how USDA workers are reacting.
They're not exactly celebrating. I spoke with Michelle Kirchner, an entomologist who was helping alfalfa growers manage pests when she was fired last month, and here's what she said.
I'm feeling kind of yanked around a little bit. I mean, it's good. I'm glad that, like, something is coming out that what happened wasn't correct and was potentially illegal.
But she says it's impossible to have any confidence in what's going to happen in the long term. The Trump administration has made clear it wants to dramatically shrink the federal government. So she thinks maybe they'll all be brought back only to be fired again.
NPR's Andrea Hsu reporting. At least two opposition politicians in Ukraine say they have spoken with the Trump administration about ending the war, but deny that they're strategizing to replace President Volodymyr Zelensky. Here's NPR's Joanna Kakissis.
The news site Politico first reported that senior Trump officials are holding secret talks with Zelensky's opponents as they seek to replace him. One of those opponents, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, spoke to NPR in December and said then that she expected Trump to be tough on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Donald Trump and his team are leaders of the free democratic world, a world that was brought up on the values that we all believe in. They will never be able to accept what Putin is doing.
In statements today, she and former President Petro Poroshenko acknowledged speaking to Trump officials, but said they do not support holding elections until after the war. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Before the close, the NASDAQ was down 2.5%. The Dow and S&P also down more than 1%. It's NPR. Former Olympic snowboarder Ryan James Wedding's now on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. U.S. authorities accuse a Canadian national of running a transnational drug trafficking network and orchestrating multiple murders. The FBI is offering a $10 million reward for his capture. Now hospitalized for 3 weeks, Pope Francis is publicly thanking people for their prayers for his recovery from pneumonia. The Pope's voice, weak but discernible, heard in a recorded message to an audience gathered in St. Peter's Square for evening prayers for the 88-year-old pontiff. Butterfly numbers have fallen 22% since the year 2000, according to new research in the journal Science. NPR's Jonathan Lambert explains such declines likely extend to all kinds of insects.
Monitoring insect populations over time can be tricky since they're often small and hard to find. But for decades, butterfly enthusiasts and scientists alike have counted butterflies across the country. Now, a team of researchers analyzed butterfly counts from 2000 to 2020, finding declines in all parts of the U.S. for all sorts of butterflies. The researchers found 13 times as many species dropped in numbers as opposed to increased. Habitat loss, pesticide use, and climate change are all likely to blame. Those forces harm other insects too, ones that are harder to study but play key roles in many ecosystems. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
The NASDAQ has closed down 2.6%. The S&P was down 1.7%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with I'm Still Here, a film by Walter Salles starring Fernanda Torres. A woman is forced to reinvent herself after her family suffers an injustice by the Brazilian government. Now playing only in theaters.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory Friday. Today, south winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, south winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today and Friday. Today, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today and Friday. Today west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight west winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with snow. And Friday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 12 feet with snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy. Isolated snow showers in the morning, then scattered snow and rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered snow showers in the evening, then numerous snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s. West winds 15 miles an hour. And Friday, numerous snow showers in the morning, then scattered snow showers in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a high tide at 6:18 a.m. at 7 feet, 7 inches. A low at 2:07 p.m. at 3 inches. And a high at 9:11 p.m. at 4 feet, 7 inches. Your sun rose at 8:18 this morning, and your sun will set at 7:28, giving us 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yeah, we have a little Aussie to start off this hour, and that's Center of Eternity. After that, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty with Stop Dragging My Heart Around. That was a huge hit. And then Split Ends with Poor Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to have some Oingo Boingo this hour. That's important. So we're going to listen to Stay. After that, we have John Fogerty with I Can't Help Myself, and then George Clinton with Computer Games. And here we go.
You name. This is not a classroom. computer game, Dracula. I like to suck necks. I'm out in my brain, 'cause I get out insane. And I'm up to my jugular with deranged. But I'm a winner!
I'm motherfucking sad, and my son is crazy. I didn't teach him to suck no necks.
Rockets and bombs blasting at my feet. Funky dancing computer game. And of course, I'm insane. May I invade your space?
How much money do you spend? Do you ever really win?
Heads up to everyone, the Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADF&G, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board's Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP Radio and K201DA King Cove, Alaska. Check us out online at www.apradio.org.
Little Paul Simon's next with a great piece called Graceland. After that, Joe Hall and John Oates with Man Eater, and then Plastic Bertrand with Complain Pour Moi. Okay, something for me. It's French, and my French is not that good. Here's Paul.
Reason to believe we all will be reasonable. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland. Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I have a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. Oh,
sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails is next with a piece called Head Like a Hole. And the piece must be about me. And Grateful Dead after that with Foolish Heart. Little Don Henley. Well, that'll take us past the hour. We have no time for Don Henley. So we'll stop the top of the hour with the Grateful Dead. We'll be right back.
the spray can, call it art. Never give your love, my friend. I'm too a foolish heart. I'm too a foolish heart. A foolish heart will call on you to toss your dreams away.
I don't know what to do.